It was a story you heard first here on 1110 KBND Radio News. The city of Bend made a big announcement yesterday. The city council will vote next week on a resolution that will delay the controversial service water improvement project. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb talked with Mayor Jeff Eager.
Bend Mayor Jeff Eager says several big factors have changed since the council decided to go forward with the $68 million project.
Yeah, one of those is that the economy is still bad. People are still very much hurting in Bend, and the economy hasn't improved as we all had hoped. The second is that there's been in the last 6 months or so, there's been some indications that the regulators are approaching these issues with a little more flexibility.
As for water ratepayers, if the original project goes forward as planned, city officials were projecting rate increases of about 15% in the next year. With this new resolution, rate increases would be much lower.
The rate increase for 2012-2013 would be 5%, and in the years following, it would be something more like 3%. So a significant decrease in the rate impact of this project.
This new resolution that Eager describes as a compromise will be voted on next week at the Wednesday night City Council meeting. I'm Lori Robb reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND.
25-year-old U.S. Marine Corporal Kyle Thompson of Lapine was recently awarded a Bronze Star for Valor for his courageous action in Afghanistan. Thompson lost an eye, several teeth, and most of his hearing in an explosion in his last firefight. In an earlier firefight, his patrol was ambushed, and he led his troops to safety. Thompson's father, Mike Thompson, says he couldn't be prouder of his son, who he considers to be a true hero.
You know, he is. That's all I can really say is, and I'm so proud of him, and I'm so proud of his convictions and his beliefs and the tenacity to carry those things through. It's completely amazing and awe-inspiring, basically.
Dad Thompson says Kyle hopes to be back home very soon after getting some reconstructive surgery in Northern California. Bend real estate agent Kip Lohr does not see how the foreclosure bills being debated in the Oregon legislature would help homeowners. One bill calls for more disclosures to the consumer when the bank is pursuing a foreclosure while also considering a loan modification. But Lohr, who works with a high volume of distressed properties, says the people already know that.
There's no tracking system that's necessary for that. They can call their bank and the bank will disclose that to them readily. Most of the folks that I deal with in the short sale process, you know, they've had a notice of default filed. They know the bank's intention is to exercise the right to take the home back.
The other bill would require a face-to-face meeting between the bank and homeowner, but Laura says that doesn't do much either if the person doesn't have the income to stay in the home. A bill that would prevent concealed handgun license holders from carrying guns on school campuses in Oregon fails in the state Senate. Senator Doug Whitsitt voted with the majority, saying the Second Amendment allows an individual to keep and bear arms.
Disarmed citizens are vulnerable citizens. There is no verifiable history of a CHL holder ever hurting someone on a school campus.
Supporters of the legislation were looking for ways to, what they called, protect students and reduce opportunities for weapons to get into the wrong hands. The Oregon State Board of Higher Education will vote today, though, on a policy preventing guns on public college and university campuses. The U.S. Senate yesterday killed a Republican plan that would have allowed employers to opt out of health coverage mandates that violate their religious and moral beliefs. Oregon Democrat Jeff Merkley says the GOP amendment was purely political.
Well, the intent seems to be to generate controversy and gear up the base for this coming presidential election.
Republicans argue that the Obama health law will require church-related employers to provide birth in violation of their own religious freedom. And officials say the body of a U.S. Coast Guard pilot from Portland has been recovered along the Gulf Coast. 24-year-old Lieutenant Junior Grade Thomas Cameron was among the four people who died aboard the MH-65C helicopter when it crashed in Mobile Bay, Alabama last Tuesday, that during a training mission. Cameron was a 2005 graduate of Portland's Cleveland High School. One crew member was found immediately after the crash, and another was also found yesterday along with Cameron. The body of the last crewman aboard the chopper has not yet been located. For these stories and more, you can check us out online anytime at kbnd.com, and we will get you instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. Our next local newscast comes your way at 6:35 this morning. I'm Dave Jarvis, reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.